are listening to SBS.
Streaming live on SBS On Demand, the Tour de France.
Absolutely stunning scenery.
Be part of a tale as old as time, where cyclists soar down the Pyrenees, sweep through the sunflower fields, and glide past grand chateaus. Don't miss this spellbinding story.
What a performance! You couldn't script this.
This isn't just sport, it's pure drama. The Tour de France starts 5th of July on SBS and On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Did England struggle against the Democratic Republic of Congo? Did Belgium get a last-minute penalty? Will we see Bosnia and Herzegovina in the round of 16? And what is Australia's game plan for the next match? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90-plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
Sepeka! Now this is a story! England behind, DR Congo in World Cup heaven again. Sheer disbelief.
So today, the Democratic Republic of the Congo's Brian Sipenga placed them in a shock lead against England, and the Congolese team were off to a great start. They came out firing. England coach Thomas Tuchel's side struggled, and they almost looked like they were going out.
Harry Kane. It's Kane!
Oh!
That is so good from Harry Kane. England lead in Atlanta.
But England's captain Harry Kane saved the Three Lions as they battled their way with a 2-1 win over the DRC. Congo's goalkeeper Lionel Mpasi made incredible saves in this match. Here's Thomas Tuchel after the match.
We have to have that mindset. If it's getting hard, it's getting hard. Don't lose patience. Don't lose belief. When we were knocking, the guy was incredible, the kind of saves he had. But full credit to the mentality and to the belief. Well done.
Now Kane's second half goals sends the 1966 world champions through to the round of 16.
Yeah, what a crazy game, obviously. First and foremost, playing against a tough team, well-organised team, going behind. But kind of after that first hydration break, I thought we upped the level, we looked good. I mean, their keeper made some unbelievable saves in that first half. And it was just about pounding the rock. You have to stay patient in these games. The last couple games were very similar. And obviously when you get to knockout football, the pressure is higher, the risk is higher. But we spoke all week just about being ourselves. And from an attacking point of view, it was probably our best game of the tournament so far. Obviously still things to work on for sure. But ultimately, these rounds are just about getting through. I think the boss spoke about it before the game. This one and the next one are two difficult games for different reasons. The next one, obviously, away in Mexico, against Mexico.
And the challenge gets even bigger. England's next stop is Mexico at the Azteca Stadium, a ground that still brings back painful memories for English fans. And it was there that Diego Maradona scored his infamous Hand of God goal to knock England out of the 1986 World Cup. And safe to say, this next one comes with plenty of history. Elsewhere, Belgium have pulled off one of the most remarkable comebacks of the tournament, scoring deep into stoppage time to beat Senegal 3-2 and book their place in the round of 16.
Fist into the middle, it's a lovely effort, and the goal! Habib Diarra! In the right place for the little touch that could make such a big difference.
Senegal looked in complete control after first-half goals from Habib Diarra.
A brilliant touch! A brilliant finish! A brilliant moment for Senegal! Ismail Assar's World Cup hot streak continues, and now Belgium have it all to do!
And Ismail Assar gave their side a 2-0 lead, and they seemed destined to go through. But Belgium made a comeback. Romelu Lukaku scored the first goal before Youri Tielemans equalised.
We'll now take the penalty. One kick of the ball to surely decide a remarkable game. And he scores! Some may debate the decision. You cannot debate the finish. A stunning penalty.
Then, with the clock ticking into the 125th minute, Tielemans struck again from the penalty spot, his double in the match completing an extraordinary turnaround.
In this astonishing tale. No. Up and over. And it is over. From the brink to the next round, Belgium squeezed through to the last 16.
SBS attended a Senegalese watch party in Sydney CBD and spoke to this fan.
I thought we had it, but it's football, full of surprises, so, you know, sad to go home, but happy for the other team.
So Belgium are now through to the round of 16, where they'll face the United States on the 7th of July at 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Meanwhile, the United States have advanced to the World Cup round of 16 after sealing a 2-0 victory against Bosnia and Herzegovina. And Balogun scored the opening goal just before halftime before being sent off in the second half following a VAR review. This is because the referee made out that he had stamped on the back of Tarik Muharremovic's foot.
After review, the number 20 United States committee serious foul. The final decision is red card.
And despite only having 10 men, the US sealed the win through a free kick by Malik Tillman at the 82nd minute. They will now advance to face Belgium on the 7th of July at 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And as Australia prepares for their next match in the round of 16, Socceroos player Alessandro Shirkati says they are progressing.
I see every day people are growing, people are getting better, people are pushing people to get better. And most importantly, people are willing to, you know, prove to the world that, you know, what Australia can do in football, our abilities, what we can do. And again, we try to go as far as we can, and we look at it game by game, and now we're fully focused for the game of Egypt.
And here's Socceroos assistant coach Milay Yedinak on playing against Egypt and star player Mohamed Salah.
But they have threats all over the park. That's what they do. They've got guys who are playing at a very high level, and you mentioned one who's done it for a very long time. There are others in there that also are doing the job and doing the business at club level and also for the national team. So it's probably more of a collective approach, I'd say, from our perspective, and how we can sort of pass those messages on to our players.
Australia will be up against Egypt in Dallas on Saturday at 4 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be back with you on Saturday with the latest on that match, as well as Argentina against Cape Verde and Colombia facing Ghana. To catch up on the latest, you can head on to SBS On Demand. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch and listen all in one place with SBS On Demand. Discover a curated collection of SBS podcasts, including Grave Matters, Insightful and Chinese-ish, alongside SBS TV shows and documentaries. Stories, ideas and perspectives across video and audio. On your smart TV or at sbs.com/ondemand.